朝日新聞ポッドキャスト。
Hello everyone, I'm Noriko Akiyama of Asahi Shimbun. Welcome to our podcast program. So today's guest is really special. So please introduce yourself.
Hi, hello. This is Satoko Kishimoto. I'm a mayor of Suginami.
So Ms. Kishimoto, Mayor Kishimoto. So welcome to our program. So I introduce her profile just briefly. So she was born and raised in Japan, but she moved to Europe after graduation of university, and she worked for a long time for NGOs which focus on public policy research and advocacy. So this is my first question. As I said, so you were born and raised in Japan, but you were not born and raised in Suginami, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay. But you decided to run for the office for the Suginami Ward Mayor. So why you decided to run for the Suginami? So you did not expect. So you were criticized for you were not raised and born in Suginami.
Well, first of all, I am very, very interested in and concerned about Japanese democracy. My last few years career, I wrote a few books based on my policy research advocacy experience in Europe. But how I wanted to express, which is very relevant to Japanese society. So I was imagining how interesting for me to engage with Japanese local politics, municipal politics, let's say. So that was the situation. And then I got to know the Citizen Coalition in Suginami, searched for a mayor candidate, and I got to know their policies, the manifesto, a citizen manifesto. I also got to know the issues they are facing too in Suginami. So then I felt that I was quite impressed by the Citizen Coalition. They made their own manifesto to fight for the election, and I definitely thought they must select a candidate among them. That's normal, right? So that's the ideal. So I said they have to find their own candidate because I am an outsider, but they couldn't. Then I was asked, okay, then probably I could play a role based on my experience in the career. So that's the situation.
So that was really big decision. And then you won the incumbent mayor. So just by just 187 votes. Yeah. But anyway, you won. So why you think you could win the election?
Well, that's difficult to say one answer, yes. Of course. But what is clear, what is relatively clear, is our activities, not mine. You know, the activities of election campaign really try to share how Suginami City want to be and how you can be part of. So what is your concerns? Your life is related to the local politics. You can make a change. And you know, those kind of messages have reached the voters, particularly women and relatively young women who would not maybe vote last election. So I think this is very important to reach the group and people and the individuals who have power, but they feel they don't have power. So that's the most important, the reason to reason of the victory. I want to believe.
And that means so your election campaign style is not a one-way style, but kind of a conversation or dialogue, so between you and the voters, right?
Yes, yes. Well, I do have a very clear vision and also concrete policies to achieve those visions. Because my main career is the working on policy, public policies, but those things, you know, vision, ethic, philosophy, then what kind of society you want to be or you want to make, this has to be shared and has to be developed collectively. So that's the politics. So then in order to achieve those visions, the people need to get involved. So that's, I think, what was the question again?
So I want to ask, could you share some specific memory or episode of the election campaign that represent your election campaign style, like a dialogue or conversations?
Yeah. Well, at the beginning, when I'm standing at the street to say hello, you know, and nobody stopped, just people passing by. So, but to getting, you know, the day by day or towards the end of the election, the people started stopping in front of me to listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, can be 10 minutes. So then that was, for me, interesting moment, why they are stopping. So then I wanted to ask questions. What do you want to know? What do you think? What is your problem? So that's the point, like, wow, this is very interesting opportunity to listen to each other. So that was the beginning of the, let's say, dialogue style election campaign. So the style has kind of expanded towards the end of the election.
So is there any other campaign meeting? So like you said, the conversation or gathering, so the people they say their own opinion, not your speech, but the people say their own opinion.
Yeah, they did. So there are a lot of the worries and concerns from their work, and particularly care workers, many women, as a teacher, as a the nursery teacher, also as healthcare workers, particularly, especially this was at the Corona time. So that's about the stress of being treated as unequally treated as a woman. You know, those things are really being shared. So I think this, but also the election campaign itself is the people who made me as a candidate, they are very collective. They are really grassroots. So grassroots people. So I think they're from, not because of me, but more like the election campaign itself is really try to express the importance of the citizen participation and self-governance. This was the kind of basic value of the election campaign, not because of me as such. So, but probably I could express that well through my campaign that maybe reached the voters.
So is there any specific gathering or meeting during the election campaign you remember?
Well, yes, that was a few days before the vote rate, how do you say, the election day. Yeah. That was an online policy debate among the three candidates. So that was very, very interesting, and it was tense. And but for me, that was the almost first time to listen to the other candidates. Policies, and they could ask me, I could ask them. So that is just simply useful for me, but also for voters. So I think the political debate is essential for voters to understand the real, I mean, reality of the policy, not only just saying, you know, the what you want to say, but you have to answer, you know, you really need to answer to voters as well. So that then people can judge, they can make a choice. If I want to support this person or not. So only looking at the policy paper, it's very, very difficult to make judgment. That's the one of the reasons people don't go to vote, because it looks all same,
Exactly. So is there any real meetings you remember during the campaign?
Yeah, after that, that was the Friday, and the election day was Sunday. So that's 2 days ago, we had a kind of a square event in Koenji, in Suginami. That was really nice, having the music, and there are many other people, not only me, to talk about the politics and Suginami, and particularly about Koenji, about the city, freedom of the city. So that talk was very interesting, and people really liked it. I also liked it. Then what I want to do about the Koenji and Suginami, that kind of connection, how do you say, people's wish or desire or passion, that's when it meet to the political candidate, I think people get excited.
Yeah, then so you won. But at the so your winnings, so in the World Assembly, the support group of you was minority, so small. So how you manage the World Suginami World Assembly?
Well, it has been till now, because when I was elected, the city assembly wasn't changed. So that's the situation. But also, I have to mention that the vote rates is still very low. That's under 40. So then nearly half of people not voted me. So that means, okay, I got certain significant the support. However, that's not to be majority, or like not something about really justifiable number. So from the beginning, towards the voter, towards the city assembly, and towards the staff, I stressed, I make my best effort to listen to the people who don't support me or didn't vote me, and different diverse opinions. So that was my starting point. So that's, I think, that still there are a lot of opposition, different voices. That's normal. That's healthy. So, but I think, I just want to continue to be sincere, to listen to diverse voices. That's same in this, how to say, people, but also the assembly. So that's has not changed.
But I think the big milestone is the World Assembly election is 2023. So you decided to support the candidates with whom you had a policy agreement, right?
Right.
So why you did so?
Well, there are a lot of new candidates, particularly women, challenged at this election. And
maybe they are inspired by you.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So, but then it's kind of become difficult for voters who to vote. And there are so many people, and normally the too many candidates means the voters kind of, votes number is being divided, which is more difficult for especially new candidates. So the one of the clear thing is the number of people has to increase. And the second thing is the candidates' kind of vision and the policy has to be more visualized. So then also my vision has also the because I can with more kind of supportive the city councilors, my Polish vision also can go forward. So that's the reason that I didn't want to distinguish the candidates because of parties, because of just, you know, the without the past, let's say, but rather I want to make clear to who can we can work constructively for future. So that's why the 7 points such as gender equality and respect children's rights and climate change as an emergency issue and participatory city planning, basically, you know, the to push forward those, you know, the agenda of democracy. So that's I wanted to make a certain agreement. So those with candidates. So based on that, I can show express my support more clearly.
そんな時はツイッターのコミュニティがおすすめです。連日リスナーさんの感想や出演者の書き込みで盛り上がっています。
番組をお聞きのそこのあなた、ちょっと作業を止めてスマホを手に取ってみてください。番組をスクロールやタップすると説明文が現れます。そこのリンクをクリックすればお気軽にご参加いただけます。
皆さん、ツイッターのコミュニティに入ってくれるかな。
いいとこ。
During the election campaign, you also appealed to people to vote. So why you did that? Just so to appeal the people to go for vote.
Ah, yes. Right. Yeah, that's clear. I think if you want to make a change, this is a condition. The vote rates, the turnout has to be much more. The majority of voters have no opinion or no say. You cannot change. You cannot make a change. And also, it's not democratic. So it just, you know, like it's the first step. You feel you are part of the society and you can make change. You can contribute to change. So that's quite simple. I believe, you know, democratic society.
So as a result, the turnout of 20s and 30s, so younger people, increased significantly, so 5.6 points. And women-dominated majority in city assemblies of Suginami, it's really, really rare in Japan, maybe under 10 among the 1,100 or so local assemblies. So how do you think about this?
Well, actually, this is a great breakthrough and important change that Suginami could show. However, I think that should not be so special. The not only gender, but also the diversities in terms of age, in terms of you know the different minority of the people have minority people. So those different diversity has to be reflected in the composition of the local city council. Reason why is the local city council is talking about life, then different the standing point of people, diversity, if there is diversity, they can imagine more the people in the society. So I think gender is one of the most clear and important things, but eventually, the diversity of city local assembly, that's something we should aim for.
Yeah, and on the other hand, in real politics, you make sometimes make compromise. Like, so at the issue of children's center, you decided to abolish two of them to contrary to your pledge. So how do you think about this?
Well, the manifesto, political promise, that's, of course, I should do my best to achieve. However, how and when, this is very tactically important. So So that's something, you know, it's not about to compromise as such. So that's many things were already decided. I could not change 180 degrees so quickly, which creates a lot of other division. So, but what I can do is the way of doing, that's I want to change. For instance, the relationship between the city staff and the citizen, we can much more cooperate to discuss different issues and local issues. So my main challenge is the to change the way and the approach and attitude of both sides in the city staff and also the citizen side. By having say so, still it is important, you know, to make a real change. For instance, there was the political issue was the child care center, the road development, those issues contested through the election campaign. So that's something I need to make a change. So then I had to accept the things I could not change because it's already decided. So that reality has to be, well, I wish the citizen would and could understand gradually. Things has to change gradually, and the way of doing has been changing. So that's something I need to show, need to perform by doing the so that people start understanding.
Okay, so this is the last question. So how do you think, how do you evaluate yourself as a mayor? So already 1 year and a half passed. So, and what do you want to do to accomplish with your remaining term?
Well, so many things are on the way, but the one thing I could say something kind of clear change is about public buildings, including child care center and other, you know, the public buildings. How to plan and how to reorganize. So that's it's quite difficult to explain, but the what I can say is the way of doing is changed. So the policy is being devised. So that's one of the big change. And also the staff have understood the why that change has to happen. So that's my most concrete change I can say. The other thing is school meal, primary school and junior high school or public junior high school meal program. So there we were able to make it free from this October, last October. So that is quite important because such a policy had to happen at the state level. However, the state has not committed yet. So in that condition, the municipalities, including Suginami, showed its commitment to bring up kids as a society. So I think this the municipalities can make can show a way to go which the state should follow. So I think this is very interesting dynamics. The local government has a power to make a bigger change.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. I want to talk more, but the time is limited, so we have to finish. Okay, thank you, Mayor Kishimoto.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think Mayor Kishimoto is challenging to the common sense in political world. I myself is a political journalist, and I think I'm controlled or I'm biased by common sense in political world. But what's the common sense? I'm really wondering now. So I keep observed Suginami world politics. And thank you so much. I'm Noriko Akiyama. Please listen again. Thank you. Bye-bye.